Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Megan. I don't know, this morning, not sure if this story is about a wetland that matters or listening to a hummingbird's heartbeat, because, you know, there are real hummers out there, not the once iconic 4x4 luxurious off-road vehicles.
Okay, so take us, I understand we're headed to the Temiskaming region.
Yeah, the Hillingdon Marsh Bird and Wetland Research and Education Center. We're just going to call it the Marsh, and it's just north of Temiskaming Shores or New Liskeard, about 15 kilometers, and you'll turn east on Highway 569, and at about 11.9 kilometers, you're there in the Marsh, and it's an amazing place. You know what? It's one of those back roads. I've been by that probably, I'm going to say, hundreds of times, finally got there because there was an event called the Garden Party.
The garden party, what's that all about?
Well, you know, I didn't know what to expect, and Backroads Bill showed up, and it's a bird banding event and an event for the marsh to bring people out from the community and see what it's all about.
So what kind of birds can you see there?
Well, you can see all kinds of different species. This was an engineered wetland engineered by Ducks Unlimited in the mid-1990s. And there's five berms and kind of five cells. And there's about 11 kilometers of trails you can meander about. And so not only waterfowl, but migratory birds. Because this is a really important stopover on that flyway from James and Hudson Bay as the birds make their way north and south. So it's kind of like magnetic.
And you got to see a hummingbird when you were there?
You know, one of the proponents there, Joanne Goddard, she's a volunteer, a teacher in the area. She held, and there's only a couple of people that can actually band the birds, and you have to have a high-level certificate to actually do it. Can you imagine those teeny tiny little hummingbirds? And this one actually happened to be a juvenile. She held that ruby-throated hummingbird up to my ear, and I heard that heartbeat. It goes just like when you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth. It's amazing. When you just think about that, juvenile will fly down to Central South America, feed there for a few months, grow up a bit, fly all the way back, and come back to somebody's feeder in the northern Ontario here. Just amazing. Alone, they make a 22-hour flight over the Gulf of Mexico.
Their wings beat awfully fast.
Awfully fast, to be sure.
So is there a fair amount of scientific study going on at the Marsh then?
Yeah, there is. I talked to Bruce Murphy. He's one of the pioneers at the center, and, you know, they've got some plans. It's a fledgling organization. There's a small building there, no washrooms, limited parking. They want to expand that. Actually, they use the Canadian Ecology Center as a good example, but there's lots of research. Because this bird banding, they're part of that national organization, Canadian Migration Monitoring Network, and it's one of two bird banding locations in northern Ontario. The other one's on Thunder Cape near Sibley Peninsula near Thunder Bay. And they extract all this information, and there's an interesting theory that we know that old adage, birds of a feather flock together. Well, it's not necessarily true, come to think of it, because they find in these mist nets, and there you can see this wonderful pictures that'll be posted on the Morning North website. They get caught in there, and there's all kinds of different species. I never knew there were so many warblers, to be honest.
And you mentioned that this is an engineered wetland. So what does that mean?
Yeah, again, Ducks Unlimited, the leader in wetland conservation, they put these berms, these earthen berms. The water is kind of diverted off the Blanche River. And then they come in there, says water, because a marsh is different than a bog, a fen, or a pond. And there's always water in there. And so it's actually supreme habitat for waterfowl in particular.
And you mentioned you can get there by car, so this is a pretty straightforward adventure for folks?
Yeah, it certainly is. You can drive right in there and walk around. They welcome volunteers. I'm going back because they're going to be netting owls in the not-too-distant future. I can't wait.
Okay, Bill, good stuff. And then where are we off to next week?
Next week, I found it, and a lot more, an abandoned Hudson Bay Company cemetery and how determination is linked to genealogy.
Okay, I'm guessing you don't get there by car on this one.
It's a little more of a backroads adventure for sure.
Okay, Bill. Very good. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.